Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Rapmaster Sean.
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up? I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
Feels good.
I'm happy to have you back, too. All right, so I hope everybody's doing good out there. So for those people that have just begun to follow you on this show, what is your label name?
It's Million Dollar Gang, actually. It's based out of Norway. I just got informed today.
Awesome. So how long have you been an artist at Million Dollar Gang?
As in the label company, I've been an artist for about a month, possibly 2 months. And actually, it's actually been a good experience. Like, it's just a lot of brand new things that opened up, and it's just, yeah, it's something that I'm going to have a lifestyle. So I'm like, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get up to the top and show the man who passed away who I really am.
Awesome. So where did you get your name from?
Rapmaster Sean. Actually, so I met this R&B singer. He actually was a writer for Alicia Keys. I don't know if I mentioned this before. But he literally told me, he's like, dude, like, you need to find a rap name. I was like, okay, well, how do I do that? He's like, the way I found my R&B name was I signed my mom down and asked her to choose one for me because he knows that if your mom chooses it, it's not leaving. It's something that's special. So I did the same thing. I was like, Mom, pick a rap name for me. She's like, okay. They call you Rapmaster Sean, double P, double E. I'm like, all right, let's do it. That's basically how I got my name, and I've been keeping it since day one.
Awesome. So who are your musical influences?
Like I said before, J. Cole is one. Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy is another, and if I had to pick one more, it would be Little Mouse.
Okay, cool. So, anything new that has happened since the last time I interviewed you?
I would say, yeah, on Million Dollar Gang label, there's a lot of updates from there and a lot of music that just came out. Well, first off, my mixtape just dropped like 2 days ago, so.
Yay.
I'm, like, enjoying that. Yeah.
Yes.
And second thing is just, like, Mom, we just had a hard time. We just had somebody pass away that was very important to the label. So it's just, we've been going through a lot of ups and downs. So it's just, we're trying to get back on track and keep going from where we started. It's just, like, it's a lot of stress going on. We're working up and we're building it up. So I'm just like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. So that's why I'm excited. That's why I'm excited I dropped this mixtape. It's, like, it's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. So, yeah.
Okay. So, all right. What do you like most about your profession?
Honestly, the best thing about being an artist is the microphone. That's, like, my best friend right there. Everything that I have in my mind, I tell it. Mm-hmm. So, it's basically, like, every time I rap, it's just a story. It's another story that happens in my life, like, one part of my life.
Okay. That's cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. That's why I became an artist. I was like, okay, well, I can do this all day. Like, I got a million stories to tell.
Awesome. So, let's see. Do you do any volunteer work?
Well, recently I haven't really done anything because I have been, like, doing music and, like, basically focusing on the label and focusing on getting better at what I'm doing. But I mean, hey, we have your charity event coming up.
Yes.
That was a big opportunity. That's why I was like, okay, I'm down for this. Gotta get ready for this.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for doing that for me too.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I appreciate it.
Alrighty. So what's the side of you that the public never sees?
The side of me that the public never sees. I'm not really trying to put this on blast, but it's like, maybe with the turn-up. They'd never seen me during the turn-up because I'm usually, like, serious in my modeling pictures and in my rap videos. Like, I'm more like a T.I. type of guy, like, strict, real, like, don't really like do like smoking in my videos or anything like that. But that's my side of me that you never know.
Okay. Wait, did you really just say you don't want to sound black though?
No, I didn't say black. I said what I said. I didn't say that. No, you could, I didn't say that.
I was like, wait, what?
I wouldn't say that. Nah, I don't say that. I got cousins who are black. I'm not gonna say that. Like, nah.
I know. No, it's okay. It was funny. It's okay. No, trust me. If you offended me, I would have cut you off.
I feel you. No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not. We are all the same people. Like I said, we got children. We are all the same people. No matter the race, no matter the ethnicity, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
Lord have mercy. So if you could go back in time, what would you do differently?
I would say that I would have gotten better at basically writing my lyrics down, so I would have more vocabulary right now. But it's just like I said, I had a hard childhood. But, I mean, the thing is, I wrote a story about the childhood, so it's, like, basically explaining why I started out kind of later than I should have, type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you hadn't been born in this century, when and where would you like to have lived?
If I wasn't born in the century?
Yeah.
I would say, this is a tough one here. I say Amsterdam. Amsterdam, yeah.
What time period in Amsterdam?
What time period? I say the now.
Well,
the now.
It says if you hadn't been born in this century, so like now would not be like a good answer for that. Like maybe in like the 1800s or something.
Oh, if I was when I was born. You said when I was born.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said like. If you had to go back, and, oh, okay. No, if I was born, yeah, I would do that. But back in, like, 1980, 1999, somewhere around, like, in between there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so who do you have the most respect for?
You speaking of artists or, like, in general?
You can do in general and as an artist.
All right, in general, who I have most respect for? I say Victor, the CEO of Million Dollar Game Label. He helped me out a lot. He got me involved with this, and now I can't leave. It's my family. Like, it's more than just a label. Like, we're a really big family that works hard. And as an artist, I respect Lil Wayne.
Interesting. Why is that?
Like, honestly, like I said, I've been researching this guy since I was a kid. Like, that's what basically those three artists I mentioned earlier kind of, like, was, like, the roller coaster up, but Lil Wayne, like, just shot me straight up. Like, just, like, I kept reading his documentary, watching documentaries, reading articles, like, seeing how he became an MC and kind of followed the same steps.
Hmm. Okay.
And then I got a different style, and then I started doing freestyle and, like, how he did. And I was like, okay, well, I'm getting somewhere with this shit. Let me keep going.
Okay, that's interesting. I never heard anyone actually put it together like that.
You said how to actually put it together?
No, I said I've never heard anybody like put it together like that. So.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, we're all different people around here. Everybody's a unique person.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. That was really good. So. What is the most unbelievable rumor that has been ever thrown around about you?
You said the most unbelievable what?
Rumor.
Actually, I don't even know if I have one, for real.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That's good.
Wait, you said a romance?
No, rumor.
Oh, rumor. Oh, okay. I got a million of those. Hold on. Rumor.
Oh, Lord. So you got a million?
I got a million of those. Millions that are rumors that I spread or rumors that have been spread about me?
Yeah, rumors that were spread about you.
Okay, I got a million of those. Well, this happened back in eighth grade. I don't know if this is appropriate, but this happened back in eighth grade. I found one. So there's this girl. I was in dance and everything. I used to take dance in middle school for about 3 years. because I was into that hip hop, urban, and everything. But I was literally like, we were on stage. She kept eyeing me, and I was like, okay, well, we went backstage, had a little fun, and somebody saw us and literally spread the rumor. It was around the school for at least like the whole rest of the year.
Oh.
So we got out of the school. So like, I was a little. That's why my song Young G. I'm a Young G. I did a lot of stuff for my that I shouldn't have done for my age.
That is actually very embarrassing. I will say that right now. That
it was embarrassing, but then it was cool at the same time. So it's just like, it's like a 50-50 thing, like a 50-50 split. So that's why I was kind of like brushing it off and everything. I was like, all right, whatever.
That was interesting. Very, very interesting.
You know what? Like I said, I'm a real guy. I'm not going to just sit here and feel embarrassed. I have a lot of confidence in myself. It's like, well, whatever.
Have that.
It happened, it happened.
When I say embarrassing, I don't really mean like embarrassing. That's
mm-hmm.
just a phrase I use for things that is just like blowing my mind. Oh my goodness. So, Lord, mercy. What is your favorite food?
My favorite what?
Food.
My favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty random question, but okay. Food. My favorite food, I would say, is mom's steak.
Oh.
I say that. That steak, I swear, every coming home, it's on point. Like, it just hits the spot. I'm like, all right, I'm good for the rest of the evening. Like, that was some good food. Yeah.
Oh. Well, everybody likes their mommy's food, so. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? That's where the chef comes out of. So, like, I'm not embarrassed of that. Like, I cook for her now. She's cooked for me. It's like a give and take situation.
Oh,
like,
that's
sweet. You know what? Whatever. You know what?
That is so
sweet. You trying to just embarrass me? You're playing on my head right now. It's all good.
No, it's like, my thing is this. I think that males should know how to cook. I do believe that. Because, I mean, when they're, like, by themselves, living by themselves, it's like, who's going to cook for them?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So.
I feel you. I'm just like, I had to learn. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you'll definitely need it. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. But I mean, again, I don't know because I'm going to have maids when I live in my mansion in L.A. in about 4 months. So, like, yeah, y'all not ready. I'm telling you, y'all not ready. I got big things coming up. Like, y'all not ready.
Hey, maybe we aren't. I believe in you, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Not that many people around here be like that. Yeah.
You will always have somebody who just disagrees with you, no matter if you're right or wrong.
I got a lot. I got a lot of those people. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so I'm just like, when I hear the support, I appreciate. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Just brush it off. Keep moving.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, what is your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team? Specifically, football, Pittsburgh Steelers all day.
Ooh.
And basketball, Chicago Bulls.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I don't watch baseball. I don't like baseball. Soccer, I say Brazil.
Mm.
And that's about it. Other than that, I don't really watch any other sports. Yep.
Cool. So how hard do you actually push yourself?
Oh my God. I don't sleep.
Oh.
I don't sleep. I'm working constantly 24/7.
Wow.
Like I'm either up at night mixing, mastering a song, like a single I'm about to come out with. I'm coming out with a freestyle actually. You know that song, Flick of the Wrist?
Say it one more.
I don't know if you heard of that. Flick of the Wrist, that song that came out by, you know that song, Look at the Flick of the Wrist, that song that came out.
Oh, God. What?
Yeah, when it did.
Well,
it's on,
thing all the time. I'm like,
I mean, I made a freestyle, but I mean, you know what? I didn't say the same word like 20 times. So it's just like, I think I did it better. But I mean, we'll see what's up. Yeah.
Awesome. So, Do you think that the public and your critics expect too much from you?
Honestly, I don't think so, because it's just like, I have a different style, and I'm a different technique. I'm not out here like most 301 rappers are, like, very like trap, like very like, you know what I mean, like that cheap key flow. Like, they all stick to that one flow. It's just like the same music over and over. And then when I came out, a lot of people noticed me around my local area, and were like, "Yo, like, I like your music. Like, you have a unique style. You're not trying to be like all these other rappers out here." And that's basically, that's what it is. I mean, they're always looking for the next step, like the next album or the next tour or the next show. Like, obviously, it's always going to be there. But I mean, I'm working hard each and every day to get to the next step.
Interesting. So, when are you completely satisfied with your work?
I'm never going to be satisfied. That's what I'm saying. I'm always going to be OCD about that. I need to make a song. I need to write lyrics. I need to do this, I need to do that. Like, I'm always like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I always need to do something. I can't just sit and chill. I feel like I'm wasting time.
Yeah. I understand. Definitely.
Like, yeah. But, I mean, you only have 24 hours in a day. There's so much you can do in one day. So you might as well get it done as soon as you can.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you have succeeded in a field where so many others have failed?
I say the lyrics. I'm very lyrical. Like, I'm very, like, when I come out with my lyrics, like, it's kind of hard for me to, like, it's kind of hard for people, they tell me this, like, to explain what's going on in the lyrics, but it's very, like, it's not direct, it's, like, indirect, the way I say it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, I'm very lyrical with it. Like, when I come out, like, literally come out, like, whatever's in my brain, I speak of it. Or whatever happened to me, like, yesterday or, like, 20 years ago, like, I speak of it. So it's, like, I'm very, like, a random rapper. Like, I'll speak of any story. But, I mean, I make it all in one mixtape, so it'll sound like it's from that one event.
Interesting. So what is your magic formula for success?
My magic formula? I don't know if I can say that. I don't know.
Oh.
That's kind of a secret right there. I mean, I don't want nobody else trying to follow
me.
But you know what? It's all good. I'll just say it. It's all good. I'll find another strategy after this. My magic formula, I'll say the beats. That's my magic formula. As soon as I hear a beat, that's when I create the flow. That's when I create, like, how the song's going to go. That's basically, like, how I get it right. So I can make sure that, okay, if I can't do this right, then why the hell am I going to choose this beat? Let me do it better than the guy that did it, like, last week.
Yeah.
That's what I always do. Like, I look on YouTube and I see these freestyles, and I see who does them, and I see who does it best, and I'm going to try to get better than the one who's on top charts.
Interesting.
It's basically, like they say, I'm actually hard. I earn my I am right now in stars and PG.
Okay. So, let's see. How have you changed since the first time that you started performing?
You said, what's the first place I'm performing?
How have you changed since the first time that you started performing and making music?
Hold on, give me one.
You said, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, the phone's breaking. It's like breaking up.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Okay, can you hear me now?
Hmm?
Okay. So the question is, how have you changed since the first time that you started to make music?
The phone's still breaking up.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on with the phone today, but it's just doing stuff. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Why can I not? I can't hear you. Your service, like,
I have all my bars, though. That is, I don't know. It's,
oh my gosh, I can't hear you. Like, I guess I can show you what I'm talking about. I can't hear you.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
I heard you like a peep.
You said you heard like a peep?
Yeah, like it's like one word and you get cut off, and it's one word you get cut off. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going on with this phone. This is not good. Okay.
This isn't happening right now.
Like, Samsung, why have you forsaken me? But no, let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
You perfectly?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm servicing. My phone has
five. Now you're starting to break up.
Huh?
You're starting to break up now.
I can't hear you.
Oh my goodness, no. Okay, hold on.
Oh my God.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, I can hear you. It's like one word and they touch you. Like, I don't know. I can't make out what I'm trying to say.
Okay, all right, so hold on. I'm going to have to hang the phone up and call you back.
Is there any way you can call me back?
Yeah, I'm going to call you right back. So everybody, just hold on. And, yeah.
I'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to call you back.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
All right, so we have finally got that little technical difficulty fixed. So the question I was asking you is, how have you changed since the first time that you started making music?
Oh, okay, I got you. That was my fault. Yeah, the service is messed up. But first time I started making music, I was good, but, like, I was young, so I didn't really have many stories to tell. And, like, I didn't have that much experience in life, so it was, like, it was kind of hard to, like, talk about real stuff because, like, I didn't really have any good experiences or, like, real stories to tell about my life. But once stuff started changing in my life, it just started hitting me. And it started coming to my head about lyrics I wanted to spit out. And then I started picking up a flow by the time I was 16. And it kept going and going and going. Now that I'm 17, I feel like my flow is all the way up there. Like, I'm actually doing pretty good.
Okay, awesome.
And like, this is feedback from my fans. This is not just me trying to like talk about myself. Like, I don't like doing that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it feels weird. It feels weird talking about yourself. I feel like I'm cocky. I don't want to be cocky.
Yeah, nobody wants to be cocky. Well, some people want to be cocky, but.
Yeah, it's really annoying when you know.
Yeah. All right, so. Have you registered any of your songs for copyright protection?
Pretty much all my beats are made by like my producer himself, because he has a beat machine, he does it himself. So what I'm gonna do is once I get paid from my $1 million gang, I'm gonna go put copyright on all of my songs and make sure that nobody can get them. Also, I'm gonna talk to my attorney, my lawyer. And see if you can do it for me, because that might be another way too. Because I don't want nobody stealing my songs. Like, that's not happening.
Interesting. Okay, so let's see. I'm trying to find a question to ask you. Okay. I think I've actually gone through most of the questions that don't make this show look really retarded. Let's see.
You know what?
Hmm?
We're both having fun on this show, so who cares? Fuck the haters, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay,
yeah.
So I'll take you up on that. So let's see. What is the stupidest thing you've ever agreed to do?
What is it, the music?
It could be anything.
I mean, yeah, it's the way of life. I don't know. Stuff doesn't happen overnight. Unless it's like, have a headache or something. I don't know.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on.
It doesn't happen overnight. That's not, it takes forever.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't think you heard the question. Okay, so the question was, what's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Oh, my God, if you're doing it again.
Oh, God, yeah. No, not again. Okay, all right. You know what? This is...
I'm here. I'm here, yeah.
Phone is blowing me right now. I don't know if it's my phone or I don't know. But, okay, so can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me perfectly.
No, I can hear you, like, kind of perfect. Not, like, completely 100%, but, like, a little bit off.
Okay. How about now? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and go to the songs. The first song is the intro from your new mixtape.
20 in the Movement. Y'all know what's up.
Awesome. So, like, what inspired you to write this introduction?
What inspired me to write this mixtape?
Well, no, the introduction to it.
One more time.
The intro. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, the intro. What inspired you to write the intro?
What is it about, the intro?
Yeah, what inspired that?
What inspired the intro? Basically, I wanted to open a song up that was very catchy so I could show people what I'm about. So, like, I'm, like, I guess what I'm really capable of, like, my best strength is catchy hooks of what I'm told and what other rappers have, like, wanted me to get on their features for because I guess I have a really good hook and gets the song hyped.
Interesting. Okay, so, all right, this is the intro to... Rap Master Sean's newest mixtape. Enjoy.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Rap Master Sean coming at y'all. 2015, The Movement. It's just the intro. Got 1,400 songs coming at y'all with this. It's new shit, homie. This ain't no trash music. This some quality shit. Let's get it. Did a lot of shit as a kid. I rose up and I gave up everything. Always just a quit. Fuck then that. I rolled all of my thing. Changed 180 to rain. Come in, that shit in remains. Come in, I own in my brain. I'm just rising up for the parents of the proud. I'm just speaking loud. I'm owning shit on the cloud. I don't see the ground. And where your young people looking up? They looking up to a nigga like me cause they don't give a fuck. I just got it off of the intro. I'm going in though. I'm coming out zipping slow. She coming out, she blow smoke. I love it, cloud on the road. She wanna roll on the dough. She love this shit cause I go. Never stop and I just do this motherfucking jump for my intro. For my intro. For my intro. And we just raising up my hands for my fucking intro. For my intro,
intro
for the intro. Let me see my people fans raising up the shit. I'm going in legit, she coming out the chick. If I was in my show, racing up on stage, Echo states to be exact, so I'm starting out a campaign. Niggas shooting out the DMV, MD, I'm just shooting out the TV. Shout out to MTV, I'm living life up. I don't give a fuck if you hate, I just got my own shit. Fuck the niggas that just hate, I just love it up. And they tryna come out fake, but I aim this down the bar. Since I'm living out race, and she coming from outer space. Mars to be exact, I'm just living it good. I'm never gonna extract off my style, I'm just going wild. Living like denial, then my style, and I'm living up. Coming like denial, and so now, and she live for now, I'm just living now. Now she wanna be the shit, intro going wild. And I just do this motherfucking jump for my intro, for my intro, for my intro. And we just raising up my hands for my fucking intro, for my intro, intro, for the intro. Let me see my people fans raising up the shit. I'm going in legit, she coming out the chick. If I was in my show, raising up on stage, echo stage to be exact, so I'm starting out a campaign. Shit out for my fucking intro, I'ma go and go, I'ma live our show so, cause I live it to the top. Always screaming at my fans, and I'm living now, nigga, feeling the hour like a man. Cause I love the shit, I'm on it. And I'm come legit, and she checking my shit. Always thinking I'm on the shit, cause I don't lie. My intro staying live, I'm living up loud. I'm screaming out, I wanna keep the peace, I wanna keep the change, I wanna live the game. I'm talking rap thing, I'm living up. Intro going wild, 2015. The movement, nigga, what the fuck have you been seeing?
So this intro right here, I was thinking about this shit, I was making it a couple times. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put this shit. But you know what, I wanna reach out to my fans real quick. I know y'all be freaking out for me on Facebook, and I thank the support, I like the support, man. So this intro is gonna go in strong, the whole mixtape gonna go in strong. So get it while you can, man. Fuck the beat, I'm off of it. Alright.
All right, that was the intro to Rap Master Sean's newest mixtape.
Seen the movement.
Yes. So the next song is Tribe. What inspired that song?
What inspired me to do that song?
Yeah.
Tone freaking a little bit.
Okay, so yes. What inspired you to write Catch a Vibe?
What inspired me to do one time?
No, oh my god, no. No, okay. Can you hear me now?
I can't get a connection. I don't know.
Okay.
Like my phone is like cutting off and shit. I don't know what's going on.
Now. I'm just got the phone in the air like it's Simba. Okay, can you?
I can get a little bit that much.
Okay, because I have all my bars, so I'm not too sure
The phone is like out of service.
Alrighty. Okay, so what inspired Catch a Vibe?
Catch a Vibe. Oh, my bad. Alright, I got you. Catch a Vibe. Honestly, it was a chill song I wanted to make with Freaky Thai and my rapper Lunatic. It was just like, you know what, let's make this song, let's make a chill song in the mixtape. So we put that out and we were like, you know what? We all just like to chill. So let's catch the vibe and chill out in this beautiful weather. That's basically why I made the song. It's like a chill song. If you ever just want to relax, sit on the TV, just chill.
Okay, that's awesome. So here it is, Catch a Vibe by Rap Master Sean.
Master Sean coming at ya. I got my boy Lunatic in the studio.
Yo, what's good?
Just hopped off a bowl. We feeling Gucci right now. I'm catching this vibe. Let's get it. Look, man. Niggas trying.
on a road, but they're trying to go to smoke. I ain't fucking with the shit, I'm just down to take a toke. Got the bong up the zip, yeah, roll it down, cigarettes, keep it lit. Coming like a two-time, going in. I just love my life I live, let me live it to the top. Catch a vibe, nigga, I be stealing your fucking spot. I love the life we taking like a top, not my own cloud. Call it like a dime piece, all we do is blow loud. And I catch a vibe. Catch a vibe. Catch a
look at you getting in your feelings. I shouldn't blame you for being a human being. I shouldn't blame you for seeing the vision that I'm seeing. You said that I could make it, that I'll be in the deep end, but I gotta be careful. Don't wanna drown in that shit. Friends turn to enemies when you be famous and shit. You said you wanted to come with me, you wanted to take the dip. I was like, alright, that's your, come on over and take a sip.
Cause
yo,
I'ma catch a vibe, nigga, I'ma catch a vibe. Yeah, let me smoke some shit, nigga, let me get so high. I can't even realize where I'm at, yeah, my head's in the sky. Take me right back to that past when I got high, like it's every day. Oh yeah, it's all the way. My bitches call my cell phone, cause they wanna blaze. We hitting J for J, I take it to the bed. She know what's next, bend over your knees, give me some fucking that head.
Catch a vibe. Yeah. Catch a vibe. World surrounded by haters, surrounded by musicians, drug dealers, and skaters. Took the Acura to work after school every day. Spent the money on clothes, chains, and blueberry J's. I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I love to get high every day, that's my jam every day. Yeah, I could jam out cause the smoke's so loud that I need earphones to cloud it out. Got your vibe.
And I
catch a vibe, yeah.
And I catch a vibe, staying high, I do this all the time. I
catch a vibe. I catch a vibe. If I don't catch a vibe, freaking tight, catch a body, pull up with the strap, come flex at your party, got a brand new Mac. I ain't talking about Apple when it comes to the work. Cocaine, I got a satchel. Your mama lipstick, the only time you seen a Mac. Brother Mac, you rapping about, probably came out of Apple. Serving dope fiends that use the needle like a tattoo. You niggas looking sick, you need a blessing like I too.
All right, that was Catch a Vibe by Rap Master Sean. The next song is called One Time. Explain what inspired that song. I actually think something just happened here.
This is Beauty Talk Unix, the best radio show, and with the MD.
Alright, so this is Petey again. Oh my goodness, we're having some crazy technical difficulties right now, but I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, it's okay, it happens. So the next song is called One Time. Tell me what inspired that song.
One Time. There's a lot of inspiration on that song. One Time, basically, is just like, it's, I wanted, because my teacher always, like, when I sat down in class and shit, my teacher always told me, they were like, man, you're going to do something, you got to do it one time. Like, you can't, either you do it once and take your time on it, or you do it fast and do it two times. I ain't trying to do it two times. I'm going to shine out one time. You only got one opportunity and one time to do it, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wrote about the song. Like, I wanted to share out how, basically, I did my shit. Basically, I'm helping out. I'm like, my message is to help out the rappers that are, like, that need the guidance. Like, one time, like, do it one time.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, this is One Time by Rap Master Sean.
What y'all know about this?
I'm gonna do this one time for my city.
Rap Master Sean coming at y'all.
Master at work.
Future will be the nail. One time.
One time for my city.
All right.
One time for the niggas. Never.
It's one time. for these niggas. I'm just shooting down these niggas. I don't give no fucks, I'm coming in. Coming like the trigger, right. And I got it like it's top notch. Coming like a top spot. I ain't never ruling down. One time is not a lot. I just need my second, then my third, then my fifth. I'm just coming down. The mates never come legit. I just got it one time. Cross around my nine. Coming out my own cloud. I make it like a dime. Put it one time. One time.
Kill it.
One time, one time, one time, one time, one time for my city, one time for these niggas.
All right.
Roll up, I smoke that loud, nigga, I go the ground. Reaching up, niggas, ain't no reaching higher ground. Fuck the five, I'm coming up, I'm high. I'm living life, coming for this like a two-time. I'm just going one time, hit my grind. Double cups, ain't no giving no fucks. Let me rap my lyrics, coming in my spirit. I'm just going in this, she coming like she hearing. One time, one time.
All right, that was One Time by Rapmaster Sean. The last song that I'm going to be playing is called Lunatic. So.
No, the rapper is Lunatic.
Oh, the rapper is Lunatic. Oh, Lord, hold on.
This song is called Dedication. Dedication.
Okay.
No worries. Everybody gets that confused. I'm like, nah, Lunatic is my rapper that's featured on it.
Oh.
I got it.
Okay, so the song is called Joggers and Dress Shirts.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of my favorite songs.
Okay. All right, so what inspired that song?
Joggers and Dress Shirts. Basically, it's just like, you know what? My friend just literally like came over to record, like my other rapper in the studio. I'm like, what are we recording today? He's like, making a shirt called Joggers and Dress Shirts. I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the high school appearance, joggers and dress shirts. I guess that's the way that we're going to go. So he's like, all right, let's lay it down. So we laid it down. Turned out good. Good lyrics. Good everything. Talking about real stuff that really goes on in my life and in his life. So it's just like, yep, that was my favorite song.
Oh. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So here is Joggers and Dress Shirts with Lunatic and Rapmaster Sean.
Brother of kind.
Kanye West. Jesus, blood was so cold that the whole crowd freezes. Pieces, pleases, especially in silver and gold. Asses and titties rule us till the day we grow old. Damn, I've seen a lot of fakes in my day, but when it comes to you, your ass really takes the cake. Your thighs grew wide, them joints feeling all cool wide. Put coconuts on your breast and family is a new Hawaii. Sorry for being raunchy and just a little too naughty, but I'ma fuck the world and nobody can stop me. I live by my mantra, season life with cilantro. Watch me rule the streets of New York like Frank Sinatra. Walking down the streets in my smoky colored joggers while I'm jamming out to Yonkers. I'm just silly Willy Wonkers, yo.
Let me tell them how it is real quick, bro. Joggers and dress shirts, bitches and mini skirts. I think the world went crazy, now all these bitches having babies. Money was the subject, now it's kids and drugs. How the fuck am I supposed to be black? Fucking smoke a J and Blaze. What do you have to lose when you're willing all the time? Balling and shooting, joggers polluting. It's a scary sight, like a ghost during the night. But all I see is flashing lights, flashing, flashing lights, like a scary sight. Like a scary sight. All my niggas repping is joggers and dress shirts, bitches in mini skirts. Fuck love because it does hurt.
Inside Atlanta where they kill niggas. I was in a coma, but I stay with you. I'll be right by your side. Radio play me that new 3005. Yeah, I won't die, illest rapper alive. See what's up with Fatal when I'm out in the shot. And my niggas so lonely, yeah, you know how it is. Yeah, you know how it lives. Every day is just a diss. Every day is sipping liquor, smoking weed and doing this, yeah. Here we go, music is my life. High tech, Kendrick, Josh Rubino, making millions. I, yeah, in the light, limelight, everywhere we go. I just wish somebody would make a remix for the road, for the show. Yeah, I know everything is gold, but maybe I would like a different color on my chain, ho. No, yeah, you know the flow. Bitches want the money, but I can't be sure, you know.
Joggers and dress shirts. Joggers and dress shirts. Joggers and dress shirts. Bitches in mini skirts. Joggers and dress shirts. Joggers and dress shirts. Bitches in mini skirts. Joggers and dress shirts.
Okay, that was Joggers and Dress Shirts by Lunatic and Rap Master Sean.
Yep. I love that song.
Yeah, that was actually really, really good. Like, I like that one, definitely.
That was, like, actually, like, it was a song, like, you can keep your head to, you can have it. So, yeah. That's what I like about it.
Yay. All right, so I want to thank you so much for coming on my show tonight and returning.
And what?
I said, I wanted to thank you for coming back on my show tonight.
Oh, no problem. That's not a problem. Yeah, I'm very sorry for my phone. It kept cutting off. Like, it's just like,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the people out there. It's not you, it's me. Like, yeah, it's cool.
Okay, awesome. All right, so if you want to check out more music from Rap Master Sean, you can go to the link that is in the description of the video. And also, you can come and check him out at the Let's Make Domestic Violence a Rap charity event, which will be on June 17th.
We ready. We ready.
Yes. Everybody buy tickets. All of the proceeds will go to the House of Ruth. It is a domestic violence center in Washington, D.C. You can go on Facebook and click the link. It is an event on the PD Talks Music page. You can click the link and purchase tickets. So help out everybody who's been through something. All right. Well, no, I don't mean to laugh. No, oh, my God, why? Okay.
It's all no. You get what you're saying. It's all good. I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, it is. It's a big help. It is a big help.
Yeah.
Like what you're doing is a good. It's a really good deed. That's why, like, when I heard about this, I was like, you know what? Let me do this. Like, people out there need help. I'll do what it takes. That's what I am about. I'm ready to inspire people. I'm ready to show people that there is help.
Oh, thank you so much.
I got you.
Hey. Awesome. So, as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
Peace out, Red Master Sean.
This is Petey Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.